came together very quickly, and things just really fell in line. We do have Bent River Brewery going to be here. They're going to have four different craft beers in the park. We're going to have some bands playing from 4 to 6. We have the Tail Fins from 6 to 8. We have a little change. We're having a 6 Mile Band now. We have a bounce house for kids. Of course, all morning and early afternoon, we're certainly promoting shopping your local businesses. They all have some specials going on. I was really excited to see the weather was going to change up a little bit, and it truly is some fall weather. We're also doing our first car cruise from 4 to 8. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. Lots of cool stuff to try out. We're always looking for something to do to kind of promote our community and promote our downtown businesses. Oktoberfest is kind of something that's been tried out off and on over the years. And really, the city and I just kind of got on board, and we were able to pick a date and find some bands, find a brewer that was willing to come, and it just really all fell together. So we're super excited about making it an annual event. Obviously, it's our first year, so we have no idea what to expect, but we certainly hope that people will come out, shop local, head on over to the park, enjoy a brat, have a beer. If they have a cool car, truck, or motorcycle, bring it along. There's no charge for that. You actually, it's free, and your name goes into a drawing for some cool door prizes, and you get a free brat. Mercer Market will be there cooking up some brats. I know Ferg's Public House and Beer Bellies are also running some Oktoberfest specials all day, kind of to help us celebrate this. And again, the festivities at the park end at 8. So, and we're really just looking to test the waters and see what we can make of this.